Now it's 7:45 and time for Saturday Night Theatre. John McArdle plays Jacko, Paul Codman Jiv, and Christopher Quinn Gunner in The Starlight Boys by Adam Peterson.
People say I'm getting older, though deep inside I haven't changed. People say I'm getting wiser, I smile and say that comes with age. Children laugh and call me grandpa, while my mother calls me son. It's not the years that separate us, just the crying we have done. The measure of a man is how he feels. Measure of a man is how he deals with the ups and downs of every single day, the pleasures and the pain along the way.
So never mind looking back here. Keep your eyes on the road, your eyes is all off.
Sorry.
The main thing is airway, breathing, then bleeding. Or if it's a bad one, both together. And if it's a motorbiker like this one, leave the crash helmet on. It's probably keeping that head together.
We're here.
Of exciting work like this, could you?
Hey. Oh, sorry, lover. I was thinking about this talent show.
Talent show?
Yeah, the big brewery one. £1,000. Free studio time. Me, Jiv and Gunner, me mates. We're in a group. We're in the final. Probably heard of us. The Starlight Boys.
No, I can't say as I have. I'll ask me mother, though. She'll probably remember them.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get going. I want to see the boss before the clock off.
About me?
Nah, you're doing fine. I want to see him about me.
Took a lot of deciding, but just to be me. Not playing Brando or Red Chief. Took a lot of deciding, not to play the show. But all I lost was a velvet bow. Just a velvet bow and dreamland. My fortunes come and go.
All right, Dolly.
Hello, Jacko.
Donkey stone in a step. Seems a lot of trouble there.
It keeps me fit, that, and going for my pension. Here. Give us a hand off, will you? Come in.
Thanks, Dolly. You seen Jiv? His ice cream van's there, but there's no answer.
He has records blasting out all night. Canal Street might only be a terrace, but it's decent. I've something to show you.
Well, I haven't got much time there, though.
You've a lot more time than I have. Wait till you're on pension. Here, do you remember this?
Let's have a look. Ah, it's a Canal Street party.
Ah, look at you. You've even got it with your guitars and drums. I see, that's his mum and dad, me and my bit. Now, what were you? 16?
Happy days. Mm. Hey, it's a good one of you, Mr. Edgerton.
Aye, bit. All skin and bone he was when he came home after 6 years. Never the same lad after. He'd be sat in that chair quiet-like, and he'd just start crying. Still got his medals in the tall boy. Medals. Hey, I delivered Ziv, you know. I've laid him out and delivered him in this street. Stopped tough fights and started some of them when he had me looks before Bear came along. Aye, a bandaged head, been through means tests, strikes, war. My skin went yellow from years in the munitions factory. Go, knock for Dolly, they always said. Dolly'll know what to do. Go on, knock for Dolly. Now, nobody knocks. I like my phone, though, in case I'm not well. It's the standard charges make it hard.
Still go down the club, then, Dolly?
Nah, can't see the numbers or keep up with the caller.
Oh. What's up, Dolly? Here.
Pills. In my penny.
Yeah, I've got them. There. Take it easy now, take it easy.
Oh, it's gone. Damn angina.
Now, do you feel a bit better?
Yeah. Oh, that's where Jib's gone. Something about the dam.
Hey, good pills, eh? Anyway, do you reckon if you take it easy with what you've got, you'll end up getting a telegram off the Queen, you know.
Is there anything you want out of the house, love?
Ah, oh, no thanks, Dolly. Hey, the place looks nice. I mean, you might get shut of the stuff.
I feel cluttered. I feel as though I should start getting rid of things.
That reminds me, got some Guinness for you. We did a concert in aid of the handicapped kids at the Dragon. Well, Jack the landlord gave us them. Hey, you won't throw them out?
No. I'll drink them.
Easy go. You know it's easy come. Easy go. Sincerity takes you nowhere. Just let us gone in dust. The businessmen, they don't have no time. There's no one you can trust. So before you do the show, you drink a bottle of bourbon and see the audience through a glow. He's a con. He's a con. He's a con. He's a con.
Good morning. Can I help you?
All right.
Oh, are you, Jacko? I didn't recognise you with your clothes on.
You what?
Oh, no, that sounds awful, doesn't it? I meant with your uniform on.
Unless anything you say is just hunky-dory with me, love. He's gone then?
Yeah, he's in the yard washing the hearse. Guess what?
What?
I've packed me fella in. I got sick of staying in, saving up, saving up. That's all he ever seemed to think about. Our own little nest so he could have meals to himself. That's what he kept saying. And the more he said it, the less I fancied it.
Hmm.
Do you still do photography?
Photography?
Yeah, don't you remember? About 18 months ago, when you used to come in nearly every day, just before I got engaged. You said that you did high-fashion photography in a little studio somewhere.
Oh, now I remember, yes. Mind you, I don't have all the sophisticated equipment I did have. The bottom seemed to fall out the market. I had to sell me Nikon Infinity light scrambler modules.
Oh.
Why did you ask?
Did you get this paper?
Well, obviously, enough bad news without reading it.
Am I nicer than her?
No, Colette, you got more than she has. You know, looks, personality, everything.
Do you really think so?
I know so.
You see, I fancy trying it.
I haven't sold all my equipment. I've got a flat now, but it's a studio flat.
Oh, I can talk to you, Jacko. Customers, come back after.
You try and stop me. I'll go through the gunner, eh?
Good morning. How may I help you?
All right, Gunner. What's this? You run a mobile disco, are you?
No, yeah, mate. You're looking pleased with yourself. Hang on. What are you smiling about?
Well, it's me day off. We got a gig tonight, our storming of the musical showbiz world, i.e. the talent show, that's not long away. Plus, during my wanderings today, I've pulled.
The only thing you've pulled in the last few years is your pudding.
Just because I don't go around shouting about me exploits.
You just did. I've pulled, you said.
No names, though, Gunnett. No names. Hey, have you got a camera?
What do you want a camera for?
Well, if you must know, I want to take some publicity shots of the three of us for the talent show.
I've only got a Polaroid. Is that any good?
Great. Well, I mean, save time on developing, won't it?
You still think you can get away with conning me, don't you?
I don't know what you're on about.
I've had you figured out for 20 years. Do you remember the street party?
Oh, yeah. Jolly was talking about it before.
And there was all lipstick all over the old transit saying, the Starlight Boys are fab. We love the Starlight Boys. And the Gazette fella took our pictures.
Yeah, great day.
I saw you writing it on, in the entry.
No, you didn't. It's a long time ago. You got mixed up. Anyway, if you had, only if, I should have been congratulated for a major media coup. These days it's called hype.
I call it bullshit. You've been talking to Colette, haven't you?
Colette who?
I work here. She asked me this morning. Does Jacko still do high-fashion photography? The only camera you ever had squirted water, and you nicked it off Shiv.
What's up with you?
That get upstairs has sacked old Sid.
What, the owl fella? Second man on the earth?
Yeah. Sid was doing this job when the other fella upstairs was just a gleam in his father's eye. If you ever knew him.
So what happened, like?
Oh, disaster. You know Sid always has one of them little roll-up cigs in his mouth, about an inch long. I've never seen him with a full one. He lights it up when it's quiet, two drags and it's gone again.
So?
So we were at this house where the funeral's going from. We've got the coffin in the hearse. And Knucklehead, the boss upstairs, is farting about doing his impression of Uriah Heep in the house with the mourners. Well, we can't get all the flowers in the hearse, can we? Being a no-bill type send-off. So I call a Knucklehead and I tell him we can't get the flowers in. He goes spare and says, we can't take them in the car, so pack them in the hearse. So me and Sid are ramming these flowers in good style. We finish ramming, close the back of the vehicle, drive off in our usual stately fashion. Next of kin in the first car, same as usual.
So
halfway to the crematorium, I look in the wing mirror, and there's clouds of smoke bellowing out of the back of the hearse. Sid must have knocked the end of his cig off pecking all those wreaths. Well, it looked like something out of the A-Team. You should have seen the look on the relatives' faces in the first car. Couldn't see the other cars, traffic all over the place. So I stopped.
What did Sid do?
He started laughing and laughing. Well, that started me off. Then I see the boss through the wing mirror running up from the first car. Hadn't time to tell Sid before Bossy opens the door. Sees Sid laughing. Starts giving Sid a load of verbal abuse.
So what did Sid do then, like?
Fits of laughter, Sid said, now I've seen it all. I'm going to the pub before it's my turn. He got out of the air, waved to the mourners in the first car and walked away. But it wasn't funny laughter. It was nervous laughter, like you get on serious occasions, like on stage sometimes. The old laughing fever.
Wish some of our audiences would catch you.
I feel rotten about the old thing. They wrote dereliction of duty on his P-45.
I'm surprised he wasn't court-martialed, you and all.
As it happens, I came out of it, all things considered.
Smelling of roses.
Oh.
Look, 7 o'clock, and I'll check on Ziv. And if we're early, we can pick our spot for the amps and a quick getaway.
Unless we're opening and closing. Wouldn't be the first time, would it? No, Monty.
See you later then, Gunner, eh? Have they gone, love?
Yeah, they're going to MFI.
MFI? Well, I suppose it had to come sooner or later. How are they doing them flat packs?
No, they're just asking directions.
So, anyway, what was you saying before?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I'm sick of working here. My mum says I'm lucky to have a job, the way things are, but, well, I want better.
Of course you do. So the photography.
Well, to be truthful, I asked my ex to take some pictures of me, like on page 3.
Yeah, yeah.
But it always ended up the same. No proper photos. He just bonked me.
Bonked you?
Yeah, you know, thingy.
Oh, yeah, thingy.
Well, you being old, that wouldn't get in the way, would it? You being a professional photographer. You did say that, didn't you?
Yeah, like, you know, gifted amateur, me, yeah.
See, there you professionals go again. Forever modest.
True, true. So what are you getting at, Colette?
Well, because you're a pro, and old as well, you wouldn't be like one of those Polaroid freaks. You'd see my young, naked, voluptuous oil breasts as mere light and shade, wouldn't you? You'd want to spend hours alone in your dark room, sweating for just the right photo that'll send me to superstardom.
Superstardom?
Well, out of here anyway. See, you remind me of me, Dad. I know I could trust you. There wouldn't be any of that mucky business. It's like trees.
Trees?
Yeah. You see, young trees have plenty of sap, so they want to go up all the time and grow. But older trees haven't got any sap left, so they're just...
Old trees?
Besides, you're as old as me, Dad. My mum says she can't remember when he bonked her last.
Ah. Gunnar hasn't been talking to you, has he?
No. So what do you think?
Look, I can see you want to get out of this place. Look, as I remind you so much of your old fella, I'll be straight with you. What you're considering can be a bit dodgy. I mean, not everyone is easily put off as me, you know. No, what I mean is, if you decide you really want to give it a try, then do it proper. Proper bona fide agent, chaperone, no works.
What's a chaperone? How can I get a proper agent? Oh, will you take some pictures for me?
See, Colette, to be honest, I'm a little bit rusty on my exposure levels. Listen, leave it with me and I'll try and find out whether it's a reputable model school thing, all right?
Oh, would you? Thanks, Jacko. I wish there was somewhere I could show me gratitude.
No need, love. Next time it's planted 3 weeks, think of me fondly.
Good, I've caught you. Listen, is the transit okay? I mean, it was croaking a bit coming home from the Dragon gig.
It's fine for tonight, no problem.
You sure?
Positive. Just a velvet bow and dreamland, with fortunes come and go. A million smiling faces, but not a soul you really know. Holes and laughter and exceeding steel, and deep inside you know that life ain't real. Got a velvet bow and dreamland, with fortunes come and go. Easy come,
So this is your secret either way, the dam.
Where's Jacko?
It's a bit chilly. You been here long? What are you sitting here for?
We used to die for pills, you remember?
Yeah, you, me and Gunner. Long time ago. Come on, kid, what's up?
When my dad was diagnosed terminal, I was poleaxed. He even invented a whole unreal world in which he was definitely getting better and it would be all right in the end, even though I knew it wouldn't. I remember rushing round to this society and that organisation. Can you help? I kept asking, can you help? One place said they could let me have 2 bottles of milk and 6 eggs twice a week. 2 bottles of milk? I didn't want milk. I wanted a cure. A cure? Nobody had one. Went to loads of different doctors. Please, come and see him. There must be some mistake. We're sorry, he said. We're sorry. So one doctor did. And nobody else wanted to know. This man came to see me dad. He must have known the score, I suppose, but God love him, he came anyway. Stood by the living room door. This doctor, about the same age as me dad, went in, sat on the edge of the bed, started chatting to him. Nothing special, just chit-chat. It was an army man. He said to me dad, Mr. Dolan, was you in the army? My dad's eyes, as weak as he was, brightened. He did his best to rise up a bit in his bed. He almost saluted like a reflex action, if he'd still have had any. The doctor said, Michael, it's the Kaiser's shirt, you know what I mean? My dad just smiled and said, thanks for coming. After he'd gone, I asked my dad what the Kaiser's shirt meant. He smiled again, sort of resigned-like, said it means bugger your luck in army slang. If it's got your name on it, all the sidestepping in the world won't change a thing. And he said, don't upset yourself, cook. I knew anyway. He seemed more content after that. Strange, innit? Remember Conker?
English teacher from school.
Saw him in town. He was always so tall and straight, a respected person with his place in society. I was shuffling round with his world in a plastic bag. It's frightening.
We had jambutties and a bottle of water. And we'd dive for pearls and then go for a slide down the Happy Valley over there. What was the name of the first club we played at? Our first proper gig. I can't remember what it was called. You bought that Mersey Beats record at lunchtime and you sang it on the night. We all dropped a few bollocks, but it didn't matter. They could see we meant it. 2 guineas each we got, and my old fella was on 10 quid a week. What was it called?
The song was I Think of You, and the club was The Tent.
We got a gig tonight, you know. Come on, let's have a look at the Happy Valley, blow the cobwebs off.
Aye, all right.
You know, Ziv, one of these days we're going to make it, lad. And the talent show next Saturday. I mean, that's a springboard for the three of us. Come on, the sun's coming out. Hey, there's not much room in this ice cream van, is there?
Typical, typical. I asked you, didn't I? No problem, you said. Really pro image this is. Turning up in an ice cream van.
It was good of Shiv to let us use it. Thanks, Shiv.
Yeah.
Anyway, who'll see us on the back?
Next left, Shiv.
Okay.
Here we are. There's a lot of cars here.
Of course there are. We're on. We've got our following, haven't we?
Since when?
Well, you start unloading and I'll suss out what's happening. All right, Frank. You
comparing
here now, are you?
Hey, Jacko. Well, keep moving about, you know. Comper's always the first to go. Done them all, haven't I? They keep phoning me up again. Will you come back? Get me out.
Nah, it's great to see you, mate. So we'll just be doing the one spot, then?
Concert 6 got you down for opening and closing. They love you here. Still rocking and rolling.
Well, we'll get the gear in, eh?
Thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen. If I'd known there was going to be so few of you left, we could have gone back to my place. These are the jokes, folks. We'd like to finish off with that country classic.
No, we wouldn't, folks.
What are you doing?
We're doing a song written by Ziv, our bass player.
All love to spread their body in the street when I
What's keeping Zhivago?
He's just checking the stage.
Well, we stormed them again, didn't we?
Do you reckon?
Of course we did. Nice of that Al Biddy to come over and say how much she enjoyed us.
Our harmony was rubbish tonight.
Well, tell Ziv.
No, I don't think so.
Well, why not? We can't be straight with each other after all these years, it's a poor do.
Nah, he's been a bit on edge lately. Don't say anything. Hey, up. He's here.
Push up.
What kept you?
The owl down the door was bending me here. Didn't like being rude, so I bought him a drink.
Say, another fan?
Terrific. Shall we start a club?
Whose turn is it? I'm not driving again.
I'm only insured for the funeral cars. More than my job's worth.
So what's up with the van anyway?
It's like us, getting old.
You speak for yourself.
Okay. Cliff.
Minor technical problems, Yiv. Can of oil and a kick and it'll be fine. Look at your face. Okay, I'll drive. Let the tonic water kid get behind the wheel. Come on then, shove over.
You want to leave those spuds alone?
If you get any closer, we'll be doing a vent act.
You'll be fixed for the week Saturday.
The talent comp? Of course it will.
What if it isn't?
I'll carry the bloody amps on me back, okay, Gunner? We'll get there. Hey, Ziv, you're the brains. What's £1,000 split three ways?
Leave it with me.
Expenses only. That's all we ever seem to get lately.
It's in the bag. £1,000 and free studio time. We've as good as cracked it.
Oh, James.
Hey, what's a silver tenner?
A what?
The elf falling on the door said it was a silver tenner. Worked with Vader Lynn at a concert in Scapaflow.
I've never heard of that club.
It's a place in Scotland, you pillock.
I know it is. Just joking. Hey, should we put it in the act?
That's rich. What act?
Okay, you're the comedy man. So we've had the lean year.
Must be a drop in getting old.
That's Gunner.
The Alphaba was on his way out. You could see it in his eyes. That washed out look, like his soul was already leaving.
Well, serves him right for being a silver tenner.
Listen, it's not funny. I had to go for my road tax with the ice cream van today, so I went on the bus. Made a change, you know, full of real people.
Uh-oh.
This Al fella gets on, donkey jacket thing over his overalls, grey hair around his little bald spot, sits opposite. I could smell the iron dirt smell on his clothes. I looks over at him, and he looked knackered, like he'd worked his plums off all his life, probably paid over the odds for his daughter's wedding, and thought it cheap at the price. Like me dad, been in the war. The times with bullets whistling round his head, all with his name on, till he sees it's his mates who are all copping for them, and for a split second thinks, oh, lucky me. And to spend the rest of his life grieving over them. This old bloke just sat there going through the motions. Could see it in his eyes. His soul was already leaving.
Hey, Ziv, what do my eyes look like?
Bloodshot.
Thank God for that.
Thought the bar was shut. How could you get the old fella a drink?
I gave him a couple of quid.
£2?
Well, he had his ribbons up.
Fancy an old fella having an hairstyle like that.
His medals.
I know. All right, we'll go shares out the kitty. Agreed?
Can't throw it away, you know. I brought on the grand gesture anyway.
Reminded me of me dad.
Come on then, Gunner, divvy up.
What do you mean, divvy up?
Tonight's gig money, £60. 20 each, less petrol, and the old fella's drink.
It's a no pick-up.
A no pick-up? Listen, I know some of the others do showcases for expenses, but not us, not the Starlight Boys.
If you stop dreaming about the talent comp for 5 minutes, you might remember we owe Monty 2 months' commission.
What's wrong with dreams, Gunner? You always had it up for the three of us.
Success was just a phone call away. And no regrets when we were stars for a day. We really had to dance all buzzing. Remember everybody.
That Deke Dirk's doing well now. He's cracked it.
Who's Deke Dirk when he's at home?
He was a guard on the railway. Some record company fella heard him singing one morning. Signed him up there and then.
Yeah, that's right. And if your auntie had balls, she'd be your uncle.
I can see things. And I saw that in the paper.
I'm sure. I can just picture this British rail guard having loads to sing about. Wasn't it lucky? A recording company executive being grounded by fog, his roller won't start, and in his confusion, he finds himself on Marbolic Station. Hope for us all, then.
That's what I mean. What's happened to our songs, anyway?
Yeah, Jacko, what's happened about them?
Well, I haven't heard yet. But you know what these record companies are like. It takes time.
Of course it does, when all the main men are searching the railway stations.
Funny, why didn't you save it for the stage? Tonight would have been nice.
or any other night this year. Gunner. That's how you got your name, remember? Shooting them down in flames, verbal-wise. Okay, we do a tasty three-part harmony. It's not enough, kidder. They can sit at home and hear the best. Our act's between the numbers these days. Me and Jiv looking shocked, and you giving them the scorched microphone and clean. In the old days, if anyone so much as breathed, you copped it. Hard cases wouldn't go near the bar when you were working, and they loved you for it. I could feel the atmosphere crackle, and we all knew we were up there.
So?
I was proud of you.
The tapes, Jacko, how long's it been?
Isn't 20 years long enough?
3 months, maybe, plus a few days since we sent them off.
£160 down the drain. At least the session lads did it for love.
Money, money, money. Look, if you're a bit short of Len. Hey, that was a cracker.
What was a cracker?
When the compere came into the dressing room, he said to Gunnar, are you set up? And Gunnar said, well, I've got a few bob in the Halifax.
A cracker, Dad, a cracker. Have you?
I wish I had. I feel a bit guilty, really.
Why?
Well, I robbed Darren's piggy bank for my share of the recording money. Still, he won't know. He's too young. Besides, I'll put it back when I get me.
You what?
Oh, some money.
How'd he save up £60 in his age anyway?
His nana gave it to him. £100 and a baby bouncer for his birthday. I hope Maureen doesn't find out.
It's young Darren I feel sorry for.
Why?
Well, his little life must be full of ups and downs with no money to pad it out.
Like father, like son.
You want to ask your boss for a rise?
No chance.
Not with the cost of funerals these days. It's cheaper to live longer. Ask him. What about an entertainment allowance?
About £333.
I was thinking 20. Negotiate.
Now, the prize money.
With respect to Darren, I won't hold my breath.
See, Jiv, you and me, and if he lightens up, we may include him in the glory. Like what, Jiv?
Like when we were second top to the Ollies.
The Searchers.
The Merseybeats.
The Applejacks.
Billy J. Kramer.
Mark Winter.
The Honeycombs.
Our idols. Hit me, Jim. Go on, hit me, lads.
The Big Three.
Yes.
Yeah, that's us. That's us, all right. Manchester support band, Liverpool support band, and that was then.
So we missed out. It'll happen again for us, believe me. Where was the Searchers gig anyway?
The Cavern.
It was the Iron Door, round the corner.
Yeah, well, it was somewhere downstairs.
We'll do it again. Won't we, lads?
Yeah, of course we will, Jim.
Liverpool morning, got home at the tree. Drink their espresso and read Mersey Beat. We're not the only band, the lonely band, Diamond Dawson. Success was just a phone call away. No regrets when we were stars for a day. We really had the dance all buzzing. Remember everybody. Stand outside here, sis, and look at the gear. Make do with sticks, new kid was too dear. We're not the only band, the lonely band, dime a dozen.
Look out, Jacko!
Stupid bastard, did you see that?
Was it a police car?
Nah, it was a taxi. Maureen was tidying up the other day under the stairs. Pulled out my old stage suit.
Good, eh?
Couldn't get into it, could I?
We will win, do you think?
They're all fixed. Talent shows, competitions, all a friggin' lot if you ask me. Waste of time. Cheap entertainment, that's all it is. Mug artists and mug audiences. It's all bent.
Somebody's got to win.
Sure. Start kicking the railway stations, eh, Ziv? Country.
He's got a point, Jacko. Oh, we should have stuck to the 60s sound. We were great then. The Merseybeat sound. All this country stuff. I don't know why I let you talk me into it. One rocker I wrote. One rocker we put down on them tapes. Just one. The rest was that other stuff.
See, if our stuff went out, they'll probably come back. People get fed up with the high-tech and want to dance the live sounds again. So let's hang on in there, eh? I mean, look at Ronnie and Jean. Best backing you could wish to have. They go on 2 weeks' holiday from the club, come back to find they've been replaced with a Japanese singing machine. Press a button and every punter in the place is on stage giving it Julio Inglesio. Can't fail. Everyone fancies being a singer. At least we're still going.
Why country?
Shiv, we all talked about it at the time. A change is as good as a rest. It's ticked us over, lad. We've got to keep trying, haven't we?
Why?
If you don't try, you don't get. Besides, I still get a buzz when I'm up there, like I'm 16 again. She's the same, aren't you, Shiv? What about you, Gunnar?
Okay. Sometimes. Sometimes it's the only place to be. I just don't have a laugh anymore. What about me, Mr. Funny? You can can only carry Pro so far. These days, when I'm up there, I'm thinking what the kids need for school. Maureen started going to the rummage sales for a bit of cheap clobber. Never thought we'd go back to that.
She giving you an earache?
No, it's worse. I'm giving me earache. Can you understand?
I tell you what, how about some chips? Might sleep while we're down this way. I know the bird behind the counter. When she sees us, the Starlight boys, walk into her chippy, it'll be large portions all round.
Is this another con?
Nah, you must remember her. Little in town hall. She always stood at the front. Loved us.
They all stood at the front.
Not as close as she did.
That girl singer was good tonight, wasn't she? I love those tight silk dresses.
Well, that's morning to get you one from the rummage sales.
Crackers, yeah, see? Cheering up a bit, aren't you, lad?
She's been on me mind lately.
Who was?
Karen, me wife.
It's been months now. Have you been to see a solicitor?
No, been hoping she'd come back.
Hey, that's what happened to my stage suit. Jean took it when we split. Give it to her sister's kid to make a Guy Fawkes. She's in Australia now, probably sat on Bonzo Beach nagging someone else.
Hey, I nearly forgot. We got a last-minute booking for this Saturday, an 18th birthday function. Guess who it is? Remember Jewel?
Sounds unusually familiar.
Maureen's old mate. You took her out. Holiday camp.
Oh, that's right. Why didn't you just say holiday camp? I thought she married and moved.
That's right. But her hubby got a job moving her back up here. She phoned Maureen out of the blue. Asked if we were still going and was we fully booked up.
She has been away a long time.
£70 at the banqueting suite. Not too far.
Which season was it?
But no, where I met Maureen. Happy days.
Ah, yeah. She liked your stage suit then, all right. I remember watching you both walking hand in hand over to the dry ski slope. And from the jukebox, a whitish shade of pale was playing. And I thought, she's got him by the short curlies.
Never regretted it. Unusual, them two chambermaids down there coming from our town. Do you believe in coincidences?
It was Chalky, not the Himalayas. Hey, Ziv, you loved that mask and snorkel, didn't you, eh? I thought you were going to grow web feet.
I always wanted to be a marine biologist, but they didn't do it at school.
Yeah, it was all woodwork and footy. But I chipped down the docks before we left, see if we had a taste for them. You spent some time looking in the Aqualung shop in Torquay. Just like he did in Frank Essie's at the Black Bison.
I got the bison, though, didn't I?
And you can't half make it talk, Ziv. Why did I pack you well in? I can't remember.
That's it. Your mother blew you off when we all got home, after that photograph business.
Oh, come on, don't start that again. I've had enough of that today.
You don't remember, do you? End of season beach party, you full of rum, as always. You borrowed Jewel's camera from her bag without her knowing, and you got all the male kitchen staff to drop their trunks and took about four snaps of them with all their wedding tackle dangling. Then you sneaked the camera back into her bag.
Did I? Not from me, wasn't I?
When she got back up here, she had about three roles developed, according to Maureen. Little welcome home do, few relatives, that sort of thing. She's only glanced through one packet, fancy dress or something. Hands them out, doesn't she? Her auntie fainted.
Bollocks.
That's what her auntie said. No joke. You know, at the time, her mother was convinced Jewel took them, till your name hit the frame.
How could they know who took them?
Maureen had to tell them in the end. It wasn't like today, it was serious then.
So once again, Maureen's handiwork comes to the fore.
She had to tell them. They were ready to throw Jewel out of the house.
I'm not going on the ice cream tomorrow. I'm going to the dam instead. Some of the flies with long wings get stuck on the skin of the water and start to drown, so we'll save them.
You mean you take them home?
No. We'll watch the wings dry off, then they fly away. And I'm glad.
You taking a mickey?
No.
Well, if you fall in, he won't save you.
How'd you get on with Colette? You taking her out?
Nah, I blew her off, didn't I? She got this thing about sap. Be like going out with a sea doctor. We're still the surgeon.
Drop me off first, Jacko. I don't want any chips.
Hey, they're out late, aren't they?
Who?
Them four girls. Well, women.
Probably after a taxi.
What are you doing, Jacko?
I'm up in the window. Let them have a look at me.
Probably can't sleep as it is.
There's your chance, Ev.
No, it's too late. We'll be prosecuted.
Don't you get fed up? Keep throwing the line. Where is it?
Call that there.
Evening, girls. Sorry we can't squeeze you in. Oh, charming that is.
You're not wearing the holiday camp blazer and badge. Besides, we all lose our touch sometime.
Do you? Do you want some chips, Ev? He's dozed off.
It's about 7 or 8 months since his wife beggared off. You should see a solicitor, you know.
Sure you don't want any chips? Perhaps as well. Last time I went in there, I recognised her, like I said. So I says, all right, love, long time no see. Remember the Starlight Boys? Little and Town Hall. So she looks at me blank for a minute and then says, do you want them wraps?
Perhaps she's not a game show fan, as in blankety blank.
We were rehearsing for the talent company night next week. Sounds like we need to.
You're not turning on the ambulances, aren't you?
Sammy's got a transfer. No one else will swap shifts. Besides, I've had it up to here. I've had a word with the boss, and he's given me the okay, no more emergencies. Let the young ones have all the RTAs, DOAs and ODs. I've done my share. Besides, I've been letting the band slip a bit. I'll phone Monty, get us some better class gigs.
Dreamland, face it.
Dreamland? Dreamland? You try picking up bodies all day with all the misery and shit that goes with it. At least your punters are dead. Can't make any mistakes there, can you? You don't get someone screaming at you because you've broken his wife's ribs trying to save her. She's dead and he's screaming that you killed her, or you should have done something different. And you see in his eyes that'll go to his grave blaming you. Then the bleary-eyed on-call doctor arrives and you ask him straight, could you have done any different? And he says no. But you look in his face and you go home wondering. It's like going into battle with a balloon on a stick. Dreamland. Don't you ever give me Dreamland.
Meet up front up to Hamburg and not give a damn. No facts and wages was haunting your mom. We're not the only band, the lonely band, down a dozen. Success is just a phone call away. No regrets when we were stars for a day. We really had the dance hall buzzing. Remember everybody, we legion. Down a dozen, down a dozen.
On donkeys riding down the pier at Southport wearing our new stage suits and the manager of the floral hall taking our picture. Wonder whatever happened to it.
Still there. A long thing. Goes out into the sea. The plank's on.
I meant the photograph.
I know you did, Jeff. It just made Sina come up with a funny. Sorry, that wasn't funny. Just drop me on the corner if you will, Jacko. If you put it in Jib's lockup, I'll leave me gear in. Just take me axe.
Oh, are you? Guitar's the main thing.
Yeah, no one's going to pinch your amp, unless an antique dealer amps to be passing. What are those things inside that light up? And you still buy them? What are you trying to do with that amp anyway? Get your own back on the finance company. Here we are. I'll give you that amp. There you go. Your bag of leads and your guitar.
Look, I didn't mean anything before.
Ah, forget it. Not one of our better nights all the way round. You in there this Saturday lunch? You know, your official overtime, like?
Yeah, I'll be having a pint.
Okay, I'm finished at one. I'll see you then.
See ya. Oh, by the way, Jacko, I think that jewel bird's still got a soft spot for you on the quiet. See ya.
This lockup's in need of sorting out, Jiv. Come on, Jiv. You wanted to talk, right? So talk, or let me go home.
My mind's not on it. The band, the job, anything.
Why? Is it your old fella?
Well, it's not that. I miss him, but I imagine him floating round in the clouds, enjoying himself, not having to go into the smelting works anymore. I saw her in town today. Karen must have come to see her mother. Isn't it always the way? I hadn't shaved or anything, just nipped out for me tax disc. Last person I expected to see.
Did she see you?
Yeah, face to face. It hurt me, really cut me up. I said, hello, Karen, how are you doing? She just stared at me like she'd seen something grotesque. Then she turned and almost ran off. Why did she act like that? I gave her everything. Why did she go?
You think too much. It could have been anything, Jeff. Perhaps she took short, got a purse. I don't know. What do you think?
It was that holiday, 3 weeks on a Greek island. She wanted it, I didn't. Went off on her own. She just disappeared. All days sometimes.
Could have been worse. Think you're so lucky you didn't get Legionnaire's disease.
I miss her. Well, I'm wretched. All the night she was sleeping next to me and I could have just reached out and touched her. Said something loving. The time I wasted. The last time she phoned me, she asked if I was okay. My dad was near the end of his days on a bed downstairs in the same room as the phone. He didn't like her, so I couldn't talk to her freely. I just said I was fine. But I wasn't fine. I loved her and I missed her.
I still do. I always think, if I'd have told her on the phone, would she have come back? If we could have had kids, it would have been different.
Look, Chief, forget all that if-only stuff. It won't do you any good. Things happen all the time that we've precious little control over. God knows you've had more than your share lately. But it's over, it's past. I mean, what can anyone else ever really do to you? Nothing. So start kicking over the traces a bit. Put your chimes on if you want. Listen, I'll tell you what. When we win this money, how about us all going on one of those mini weekends? Hey, we'll tell Gunnar it's a gig. You like kippers? What about the Isle of Man? Palace, casino, disco?
Today I wanted to tell her I love her.
Well, why didn't you?
She was pregnant. I don't care what she's done. I still got butterflies when I saw her.
Most romance, our meeting was just by chance. Those few stolen days spent together. In the way of most romance, it seemed like too short a dance. I know I'll remember you forever.
So. Kids all right?
Now they're in bed, they are. They've been driving me up the wall. Do you want any supper? Oh, thank God they're going back to school next week.
Yeah. No, I'm not hungry. Anything on the box?
No, it's just gone off another old film. Here, did you tell them?
Come on, love, give us a minute. I've only just got in.
You haven't, have you? You've not told them. And you promised me faithfully. That's the third time.
It just wasn't the right time.
Right time? Listen, time's running out. You're starting a week on Monday.
Look, I've tried working myself into a bad mood so that I could just come out with it.
Well, why didn't you then?
Well, they've got their heart set on winning a talent show next Saturday.
Oh, my God, it's pathetic.
Well, I can't let them down before then. It wouldn't be right.
I know what it is. It's that bloody Jacko. Ever since I met you, he's been filling your head with one day we're going to make it. He even had me believing it for a while. I thought when they dried him out at that place and he stopped boozing and got that job, things might change, but no. Oh, listen, love, don't you realise he's never grown up and he never will.
Montague Entertainments, International.
Hello, is Monty there?
Just one moment.
Oh, damn. Oh, all right, sister, how are you going?
Hello, Jacko. Very busy.
Hey, do you still run those steps for the nurses?
That's right. Why?
Oh, just an idea for you when you're not too busy.
Okay, but look, I've got to get on.
Could I just use your phone? Me radio's playing up, like.
My office. End of Lewis Ward. And make it quick.
Oh, thanks, sister. Hello. May I speak to Monty, please?
He's not in the office at the moment.
Look, miss, nothing personal. But I can see him memoing at you from his desk, like he used to when we were in the office on the up. Only it wasn't you then.
I'm sorry?
It was another young lovely he had career plans for. He's got a bottle of Campari in the bottom drawer of his Habitat filing cabinet. Now tell him it's Jacko, the Starlark boys.
Just a moment, please.
Jacko, baby! Always a joy! What can a humble trader in life's pageant do for you?
Monty, about the commission.
A commission?
Yeah, you know, the stuff you make a living out of, and quite rightly, is the best there is.
Jacko, if you could sing like you talk, we could all retire.
Monty, I'm looking for a favour.
Now I'm worried.
Oh, don't be. It's like this. The lads need a lift.
So what's happened to the van?
See, there you go. The true pro always got a funny.
It's been a long time together. I can read a voice. What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong, exactly. It's just the lads. We need an upmarket gig, a morale booster. See, we got this talent show coming up.
Now you tell me.
Well, it's not like that. Anyway, you haven't been slapping us with work lately.
Are you asking me why, Jacko?
Okay. Why hasn't the work been there?
Remember me buying your stage suits?
Of course we do.
you were fresh-faced kids of, what, 17, 18? I was 33, booking a few acts in the firm's recreation club because nobody else could be bothered. Oh, sure, I got a drink out of it, but that was it. A filing clerk going nowhere. Then it all happened. Mersey Beat. No more the harmless pillock smiles in the office. It was open arms everywhere I went. He could be going places, all trying to roll themselves in. Then who should come along but three lads whom I booked on the say-so of my late wife's sister who'd seen you at some wedding. They call the Starlight Boys, she said.
Monty, it's not my fault.
Who's asking favours?
Monty, why don't you keep on talking?
Admit it, I was stuck for a group. No matter. So you lads turn up. I'm under pressure with a dance hall full and no group. So at least I got something. I looted the gear Jim's dad's carrying in, God rest him. It was Stone Age then, but I've no option. And you three, go on. I mean, that first number you got, they didn't dance, they just stood looking at you. For a minute I thought, my sister-in-law's done this on purpose. But no, the kids wait for the next number you do and blow the bloody roof off. That gunner said something over the mic. I don't know what it was to this day, but did those kids dance? I mean, our fortunes were in the bag. What went wrong?
Look, Monty...
You sounded right, you looked right, you sang right, you dre... I got you on the really big tours of the day by just tenacity, hard work, promising people a slice of you when you broke big. Now, what went wrong?
Hey, Monty. Monty, you still there?
What a day that was. Remember me buying your suits?
I remember you and Jib's dad buying the suits. Not knocking what you're saying, Monty. You just can't forget the smelting works money. Or yours.
This campfire is getting stronger.
At that price, it should be. Anyway, you've done well, Monty. It was just the one office in the old days. Now you own the building and a big pad and a stockbroker belt. About the upmarket gig, any chance? Sort the bread out between us. Stick some extra on for yourself, commission-wise, like.
What are you looking for?
A good venue, no pint glasses. A place where we don't sully the performance, worrying about the van getting nicked. Or worse, and a listening audience.
Shangri-La doesn't exist.
Monty, I'm serious, lad.
I'll check the diary. Hang on. Right, get your pen out. Best bed and talk of mind. Lots of smiling teeth. Lots of gunner giving it rise.
Promise. Fire away.
Right. It's a conference knees up. They've got a disco, so it's just 2:30 minutes. Now, top money I can get is 125.
Smashing.
Less commission. Check through the post. I don't want you discussing money with the clients. Bad image. 8 o'clock prompt. The Egyptian Rooms, Leeds.
Leeds?
Yes, you must have heard of it. Follow the M62.
I know. It's just Gunner's got kids. He doesn't like to get home too late. Ah, no problem. I'll sort it out. When is it?
The 19th of week Saturday.
Oh, you're joking.
No. Why?
Well, that's the night of the Talent Comp final.
Talent? Enter it next time. Take the paid gig, that's sound business practice.
Oh, Zip's really... Sorry, Monty, I can't let the lads down on this. Anything else, another gig, it wouldn't matter. Sorry, I feel a right pillock.
No skin off my nose. Relax. How'd last night's gig go down?
And he loved us. More, you know.
Yeah, good. How did the young girl singer go down?
Okay, very good, as a matter of fact. Nice voice, nice dress, bit of personality.
Yeah. That's what I thought, too. I was in.
Where? We never saw you. We'd have bought you a drink, chat, old times and that. Didn't see you.
I know you didn't.
You're pulling me fizzer, aren't you?
No, Jacko. I was in with a client who's looking at the girl for a season on the boats, cruising the Med. She liked the girl's image. She's booked, hand on the plane. Hello to you three, sat around a small table by the stage. All that was missing was an oil lamp and a few Spanish doubloons. He looked like a wrecking crew arguing the toss. But I thought, no, my act, my buddies, they'll pull the theatrical fat out of the fire. And you got up there. Sound balance fine, technique fabulous, harmony a bit iffy, but passable. You start playing. Nothing. I'm waiting for Gunner to start giving it rice. Nothing. If I'd had a hotline to Amethyll Productions, I'd have got a deal. Not a smile. Not a hint of you enjoying it. If you don't, how can your audience... Jacko,
hurts me to have to say this, but you're a pro by nature, so I'll be straight. Acts like yours these days are a dime a dozen. You know what I'm saying? Tell me, am I right or wrong?
Look, Monty, the phone bill's running up. I've got to go.
Answer me. Once and for all.
You've always been straight with us, Monty. What about Leeds this Saturday after? Many more camp parties, Monty. Ta-ra.
Jacko, you're wanted on that radio that doesn't work.
Oh, thanks. Must be a faulty earth, mustn't it?
Sure.
Control to Kilo, state your position. Over. Control to Kilo.
All right,
state
all
your
right.
position. Over.
Kilo's a control. Just clear at the general, over.
Control to Kilo. We have an emergency call.
Kilo to control. Is that you, Michelle?
Roger, Kilo.
Look, love, I'm only supposed to be ferrying about. Besides, I'm on my own. What if it's a Setcha case? Over.
Control to Kilo. We already have a vehicle at the scene. They require assistance. There's only you clear. Over.
Roger, control. What's the address? Over.
The address is 13 Canal Street. Time, mobile, 11:04.
You sure that's the right address? Repeat, over.
Police in attendance. Confirm, 13 Canal Street. Time, mobile, 11:04.
Roger, mobile. Oh, not Dolly, no.
Dolly, you're okay.
It's not me, Jacko. I just used my phone. It's Shiv. That policeman's in charge.
Right. Sergeant, what's happened?
Andrews, those kids dancing on the pavement. Get them across to the other side of the street.
What's happened?
There's a man locked himself in his bedroom. Well, barricaded is more to the point. Refuses to come out. So when more of my men arrive, we're going in for his own protection.
Is it Shiv? My mate lives there. It's not a burglar or anything. I mean, Dolly hasn't made a mistake, has she?
I'm not seen that yet, you know.
Michael Dolan, according to the on-call doctor.
Well, that's Shiv, a mate of mine. Look, I've got to go in. He knows me.
Hold it. I say what happens. I've got a short stay order. He's had some sort of mental collapse.
He can't have. I was with him just last night.
Is he on drugs?
Nah, now is he ill?
Gosh, nuts.
Is he disposed towards violence?
Shiv, no, he wouldn't hear it. Look, look, just let us go up there.
Hey, hey, hey. He phoned the on-call doctor service 4:20 this morning. Highly disturbed state.
Who? The on-call doctor?
Hey, don't be at it. Dolan was highly disturbed. Wouldn't leave the house for treatment. Said he was waiting for his wife to come home. That racket. See, he's by the window again. Do you know where he's what? Look out! What the bloody hell's that?
The spare amp, shit.
Hey! Hey, come back!
Shiv! Shiv, it's me, Jacko! Open up, Shiv! Shiv, turn that music down, will you? It's me, your mate! Oh, come on, Shiv! Now, that's better. It's only me, Jacko. Who do you think it is? Carol singers this time of the year. Come on, open up, lad. That's more like it. I'm coming in, Shiv. I'm coming in.
Okay, Shiv.
I'm not mad. Honest, I'm not mad. Would you tell him I'm not mad?
Hey, this is Jacko, your mate. I know you're not. You're tired, Shiv, upset. You're going to be fine. Now, you're probably... Well, how do you feel?
It's all gone wrong, and I don't know why. All started out so good. It's all gone wrong. I miss me mum, I miss me dad. Where's Karen? Dad would think I was being stupid, wouldn't he?
Nah, your dad understood things, people, life. He wouldn't think anything of the sort. It's like Aladdin's Cave in here, Shiv. All those signed photos of the 60s groups. Is that a real Beatles jacket?
I'm not going out there.
You need a few days' rest, Shiv, that's all. 3 proper squares a day, a bit of telly at night. Nice nurse looking after you for a day or two.
Then Bobby's want to put me away.
No, they don't. You've done nothing wrong. There's no law against accidentally breaking your own gear, is there?
What am I going to do? I'm trapped. What am I going to do, Jacko? I'm frightened. I'm scared, but I don't know what of. I'm so lonely and fed up. Nobody loves me. Nobody.
I love you. I'm going to love you. You're going to be okay, lad, honest.
I don't want to go. Can I not go?
Jiv, if you want to come back feeling your owl self, then you got to go. I'll come with you. I've got transport outside.
Will you come with me? Promise.
Promise. Are you going in your cowboy gear, or do you want to get changed? Any way you like.
I collected all these souvenirs to put in my music room in the posh house I'm going to buy when we make it.
Come on, we'll talk about it on the way, eh?
Can we go in the ice cream van, like we do on a gig sometimes?
We'll see, it's... Yeah, why not, eh? Screw them all. Let's go in the ice cream van.
A little bit unorthodox, Mr. Jackson.
He's here, Sergeant. No bruises.
Isn't it always the way?
What is?
Whenever I book an early finish, I want the afternoon off. Something like this always crops up.
Holidays?
No, it's my last chance to do some shopping for the weekend. Weird shifts. It's my daughter's 18th birthday party on Saturday.
Oh, aye? A few drinks at home?
Oh, no, Jewel's organised a little bit.
Who?
Jewel, my wife. Nice name, isn't it? Ah, she's had some banqueting suite. Bit of a joke, really. My daughter thinks we're having a disco, but my wife's booked some old 60s group for a laugh. Can't wait to see my daughter's face when they turn up.
Really? She is in for a surprise.
What happened then?
I swapped the vehicles, put Jib's ice cream van in his lockup, and clocked off a bit early.
Well, why have you left it to Saturday lunch to let us know?
What could you have done? Besides, I needed time to think.
Oh, is he?
It's going to take a while, you reckon, but they don't think it's one of the more serious illnesses. I sneaked a look at him yesterday, because I know most of the staff. Be another few days if he's not a relative. Legally, like.
Charlie, half a bit and a grapefruit juice for Jacko when you're ready.
Right, Gunner.
Looks like we're going to be a duo for a while.
I was afraid you were going to say that. Sorry, Jacko. I'm packing it in.
You're joking.
No. I was leaving it till after the talent comp. But what with Zivin that, it's Mint Imperial. Might as well get off my chest now.
But it's in your blood.
Not for a long time. Just didn't realise it. I'm 41 and I feel 50. I used to carry my amp into a club on my shoulder, posing for the girls. Now I get knackered rolling it.
You can still pull the girls.
Jacko, I don't want to pull him.
But what'll you do for spend?
New job. Working for the brother-in-law. Better money. We can borrow a car from time to time if we want to.
Taxi it.
Same as now, but the passengers speak.
We could really touch lucky. The competition.
You reckon?
Well, if you'd really give it some of that old day sparkle. Besides which, the 150 nurses I've arranged to turn up, shouting and standing and applauding, wouldn't have hurt any.
No hard feelings about the group?
No hard feelings. It's just a crying shame, that's all. Besides, who else will listen to me if we fell out? Oh, and one favour. Phone Monty and get him to put a death band in for that birthday do tonight.
Well, I forgot all about that gig.
Pros, don't forget. Tell you what, make it a disco when you phone. No need to spoil the kids' night, eh? And here. There's an address. Agents and Model School for Colette. Seems okay, anyway.
What are you going to do?
Go home to the flat. You?
Shopping. Going to cook you at Maureen.
Oh, smash it. Gas, electric, no standing charge rip-offs. London. Dear Starlight Boys, thanks for your demo tapes. Forgive the delay in communicating owing to awaiting my partner's return from the States. I'm afraid we have to pass on the country and western songs. However, we were very impressed with the raw, gutsy sound, feel and content of the rock track. We'll be back in the UK in about 3 weeks' time and we look forward to meeting you all in our London office to discuss the commercial possibilities of your product. Travel and accommodation at our expense. Details to follow, yours sincerely. Jiv! You've done it, lad! You've done it! I can't believe it! Jiv, you're a bloody genius! Jiv Vargo! Right, sister. I know it's a bit of a cheek, not actually being a blood relative, but we've had some terrific news. Can I see him just for a tick? It's important. Good news for a change.
Jacko Jackson, you'll get us all shot. Good news. Well, just 1 minute, then. He sat in the conservatory. He's heavily medicated, so he may not know you.
Oh, thanks, sister. Shiv, it's Jacko. Can you hear me? Shiv, you've done it. Look, a letter from London. We sent the tapes. They love your song. Your song, Shiv.
Hello.
It's me, Shiv. Jacko. Look, Shiv, you did it. You really did it. I'm proud of you. Leave it to me. I'll see Gunner. We'll work something out. Promise. Just try and get well, me old mate, eh? Try for me.
Jacko, you'll have to leave now. There's a relative here to see him.
He hasn't got any. Right, I'm coming now. He did it, Shiv. I mean, what no one else could do. He got someone interested in the Starlight Boys. I'll come and see you soon, eh? Ta-ra, Shiv.
There must be some mistake, you know.
You? You, now? Where the bloody hell were you when he needed you, Karen?
Mr. Jackson, remember where you are. Shouting won't change anything. If you're going to shout, leave
now. Yeah, all right. I'm sorry, sister. How did you find out?
My mother read about a disturbance in Canal Street in the Gazette and phoned me.
Phoned you? Why didn't you phone him? You could have stopped all this. So you turned up now, too late, and in that condition. You told me about the so-called holiday. What are you going to christen it, eh? Spiros.
Oh, keep your filthy mouth shut. The holiday was the doctor's idea, not mine. Shiv had been odd for a while, edgy. He kept throwing us not having any children in me face. Not that he hardly touched me that way. So I had a check-up. Nothing wrong with me. I even thought it was just an excuse that he was messing about with other women round the clubs. I couldn't ask you, could I? Thick as thieves, you two. Oh, Gunner, for fear he'd tell his gossipy Maureen. I even, on one of the rare occasions, managed to smuggle a sample of him. I couldn't see anything wrong there, either. I was sure by then that he just didn't love me enough to even want me. So, in the end, the doctor suggested a holiday abroad, somewhere remote. Nice. Said it sometimes relaxed people. It turned out in our case it did. The second week he was just like his old self. And that's when this happened, not that I realised till later. Then the third week he started going off for walks on his own.
He went off on his own?
Yeah. Overnight once. I was worried sick. When we got back and he heard about what his dad had, that was it. He cut me off completely. His dad was a nice old fella, really, but he'd been grumpy for a while as well. It's easy to see why now. So I left and went living with a friend of my sister's who swore secrecy. Then when I found I was pregnant, I didn't tell anyone. I phoned Shiv once to ask how he was. He just said fine and put the phone down. He never rang again.
But he worshipped you. Honest, he kept on about it.
He might have to you outside, but he didn't to me in the house. So don't you start calling me filthy names, Jacko Jackson. It's all been more than I can stand. It's all been a nightmare for me. You're his best friend. Why didn't you see it coming? Why didn't you try to do something?
I just didn't realise. I'm sorry, Karen. I'm sorry what I said before. He's going to get well, properly well. Honest.
And hell, you touch my heart. Too soon the time to part. With so few stolen days spent together. And hell, you touch my heart. I knew it right from the start. I know I'll remember you forever. So I say thanks for the butterflies feeling so deep inside. Thanks for the flutter of my heart. Thanks for the butterflies. Love never really dies. Oh, how I
Oh, sorry, missus. Gunner! Gunner! Oh, Gunner, I found you. Look. Look, read it. I can't believe it. We've done it. Jeff's done it.
Jacko, pipe down. What are you doing here? Stand round here. Don't let Maureen see you.
Read it.
Shiv was right.
I mean, the stuff we enjoy playing. I still can't believe it.
I've read it. So what?
So what? Tell me I'm not hearing you. So you can buy your own taxi company, that's what.
Have you got somebody to type this for you?
Of course not. London, they want us in the studio. Look, set it paper, the business.
Yeah, like the last time.
But that was different.
But it's always different.
This time it is. It's our real chance to get out the grind. Look, we can salt Shiv, Chef, for when he's better. You can fill Darren's money box, all the kids' money
boxes. What's this about Darren's money box?
Not Mo, just a figure of speech. How are you doing?
I was fine.
Gunner, it's just a trip to London. What's to lose a few days away?
He's not going anywhere.
Maureen, just keep your nose out of it for once. This is between me and Gunner.
Hey, don't you speak to her like that.
I didn't mean it, Gunner. Gunner, it's a lie. We paid our dues. God knows. It's our chance for the big pickup. London.
I don't care if it's the Hollywood Bowl. Forget it. I'm out. Anyway, have you seen the bottom line? This letter does not constitute a contract.
Of course it doesn't. It's a standard business letter. They want to be sure it's our music. Don't be Gunner. Gunner, it's all I've got.
I'm not listening to any more of this. Come on, Gunner.
It's too late, Jacko.
Only after the lid's screwed down.
Why don't you just piss off?
Maureen, don't make a scene in it.
Get off me! And you, Jacko, you're a selfish bastard. You've ruined your own marriage. You've put Shiv in the big house. Now just get away from us with your big ideas. Just piss off!
Maureen, that's enough. Stop it!
He makes me sick. Go on, push off and take your poxy letter with you. Much good it'll do you.
Why don't you just castrate him? You've cut him off from everything else.
Look in the mirror. We can face getting older.
All right, Charlie. By way of change, I'll have a large rum and coke with ice, please.
Enjoying your holiday here at Barton Hall, are we?
Yes, we are!
That's the ticket, ladies and gents, boys and girls. Here they are, three fresh-faced young lads, all the way from the northwest with the latest 60 sounds. Let's welcome on stage the Starlight Boys! Yeah.
Charlie, I've changed my mind. You have that on the lads. And here, take for the phone call. Hello. Classifieds, please, love. What section? Oh, it's musicians wanted.
Say I'm getting older, though deep inside I haven't changed. People say I'm getting wiser, I smile and say that comes with age. Children laugh and call me grandpa, while my mother calls me son. It's not the years that separate us, just the crying we have done. The measure of a man is how he feels. The measure of a man is how he deals with the ups and downs of every single day, the pleasures and the pain along the way. Inside my heart a love's still beating. It's sad she's on some foreign shore. Not the feeling that I've lost her, just that I seem to need her more. And as I sit here in the twilight, I muse on life's old weaving ways. Inside I'll always be a young man. It's just my frame that's old and gray. The measure of a man is how he feels. Measure of a man is how he deals with the ups and downs of every single day, the pleasures and the pain along the way.
In The Starlight Boys by Adam Peterson, John McArdle played Jacko, Paul Codman, Jiv, and Christopher Quinn, Gunner. Sheila Fay was Dolly, Moya Brady, Colette, Neville Barber, Monty, Kate Fitzgerald, Karen, and Judy Holt, Jean. Polly James played Maureen, and Adam Peterson, the policeman. The songs were written by Adam Peterson and William Bradley, arranged and performed by the Thunderbirds, and produced by John Leonard. The Starlight Boys was directed in the Northwest by Tony Cliff.